When people think of domestic violence, they often think of black eyes and broken bones. Psychological abuse, on the other hand, goes unnoticed by many, including the abuse victims themselves.
When we say domestic violence, they want to see, juries want to see, police want to see, family members want to see, co-workers want to see bruises to prove and validate the fact that abuse has occurred.
Nancy Creedman runs Hawaii's Domestic Violence Action Center. She says psychological abuse in relationships is about control and one person in the relationship having more power than the other.
Financial abuse is an example of one kind of tactic used, which controls the other person, what they can spend, where they can go. Maybe they're checking the odometer. Maybe they're expecting a receipt after they go to the grocery store.
It's a pattern of behavior. It's not a rare episode or a one-time incident.
The emotional abuse and the psychological abuse can also include name-calling, demeaning a person, insulting them, humiliating them. You're a terrible mother, you're a terrible daughter, no one will ever love you as much as I do, you'll never be able to find anybody as good as I am.
Over time, the abusive behavior has the effect of diminishing the victim's sense of self and personal capacity to make decisions.
If I know I am being watched, there's an isolating, intimidating, and threatening aspect of that, which is what psychological abuse often is intended to communicate.
Creedman says holding abusers accountable for psychological abuse remains a major challenge.
The law does not protect a victim from emotional and psychological abuse. If I get home and my tires are slashed, and I know that my abuser has done that, because who else would slash my tires? When I call the police, often the police will say, well, how do you know who did it? There's no way for you to prove that it was your ex-husband.
Creedman says psychological abuse doesn't always lead to physical abuse, but once there is physical abuse, it is almost always accompanied by psychological abuse.
Most people, if they are experiencing emotional or psychological abuse, don't think it rises to the level of domestic violence, and they might not even call it that. But we want to encourage them to think about how do they feel after being with their partner. Are they afraid? Again, you don't have to be physically hurt to be afraid.
For HPR News, I am Kuvehi Hiraishi.